Looks like it's going to be the hottest year on record globally.
That were 30 degrees or hotter.
And that will only escalate in the coming years if we do not tackle climate change.
You're listening to the Climate Council podcast.
Welcome to the Climate Council podcast. I'm Alexia Boland. How does Australia compare to the rest of the world when it comes to rolling up its sleeves to tackle climate change? Today's episode will focus on our action, or rather inaction, here at home and what's taking place in some locations abroad. The rollout of strong and credible national climate and energy policy in Australia may remain in limbo, but states and territories are right now doing their bit and leading the charge. In fact, if Australia's energy and climate policy was the Melbourne Cup, states and territories would be tearing down the home stretch while the federal government remains stuck in the stalls. Thankfully, the good news is Australian states have an excellent example to follow when it comes to international climate and energy action, and that's California. This American state is leading the way on climate and energy policy and has already seen magnificent benefits, not only for the economy, but also for the environment. So, with the critical decade for action to tackle climate change nearing its final years, now is the time for Australia to try and keep up with California more than ever. I spoke to the Climate Council's Climate and Energy Solutions Analyst, Petra Stock, who toured California to witness the renewables boom and the Golden State's progress firsthand. And here's what she had to say. Petra, you recently travelled to the United States. You took a look and compared how Australia is progressing in terms of transitioning to clean, reliable and affordable renewable energy technology and storage. How is Australia faring compared to states like California where you were?
Australia and California have a lot in common. We love the sun, the sand and the relaxed lifestyle. And interestingly, California and Australia also use about the same amount of electricity. But what's different is California is really charging ahead with really strong renewable energy targets, which is driving a huge change in the way they produce power. So whereas here in Australia, we've been held back by almost a decade of inaction from the federal government, in California, they're already on the path to this, to renewable energy.
So in California, when you say that they've got really good renewable energy targets, what does that look like and what does that mean for those who might not be aware of what a renewable energy target is?
So California has set a renewable energy target to get to 50% renewable energy by 2030. And that's similar to some of Australian states like South Australia, Queensland, and now Victoria. But California's target is actually higher than that because it doesn't include hydro as part of that power. So that target is actually around 60% by 2030. They're not stopping there. They want to go further. So there's already a bill in the Californian Parliament to get to 100% renewable energy by 2045.
And so what does 100% renewable energy by, was it 2045? What on earth does that mean? Does that mean that that's what it takes in order to tackle climate change? Or like what's the greater message with, or the significance, I suppose, with doing that?
Well, the key driver for California is climate change, but it's also growing jobs and their economy. The state has already seen massive jobs boom as a result of its existing targets and has really grown its economy as a result. So not only is it acting on climate, but it's achieving huge growth, creating jobs, new power plants, that sort of thing. And what it shows is that we no longer need coal or gas to power a large economy like California.
Is California doing what it's doing with the support of, you know, its national or federal government, or is it something that the state is going out on its own and doing?
Well, it's actually a bit similar to what we see here in Australia. So obviously at the federal level in the US, we've got President Trump withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. But in the wake of that, American states are stepping up and really moving ahead on renewable energy regardless. And it's the same here in Australia. We've had inaction from our federal government, but Now, all states and territories in Australia, except for Western Australia, have really strong renewable energy targets or zero emissions targets.
So they're all taking the lead from California, I suppose.
Well, they're seeing the benefits that going hard on renewable energy can bring. So new jobs when new power plants are built, transitioning from an older, in a less secure grid to a modern, more flexible system of providing power.
And so what are the favoured types of renewable energy and storage that you saw in California?
Well, California has similar resources to Australia, so they've got lots of sunshine, plenty of wind, and they're also moving ahead on technologies like battery storage. So using batteries to store that solar and wind power to be used at times such as nighttime when the sun isn't shining. So they're really pushing ahead on those technologies, basically demonstrating how the whole system can operate with large amounts of renewable energy without any issues for security.
And so I guess their reliance on fossil fueled power, that would be decreasing by the day as the uptake continues with wind and solar and also the battery storage. What kind of prices are we looking at seeing here in Australia in terms of, will they decrease once we, you know, continue the uptake and the rollout of such technologies?
In California, what they've seen is that new solar plants are really driving down prices of electricity, and we see that here in Australia too. New solar and new wind power plants are providing dirt cheap sources of electricity that are now far and away the cheapest source of new power generation. So it's a way of acting on climate but also bringing down power prices.
Here in Australia, the Climate Council has just released its new states report, and I know you've referred to it a few times, but in terms of that this update as a report compared to the last 12 months, there's been quite a significant amount of progress for Australian states and territories, hasn't there?
So when we did this report last year, we saw still some states not embracing renewable energy, putting in place barriers in terms of having planning policies that hadn't been finalised, for example. This state's report in 2017, we've seen a complete shift where all states and territories are now really moving ahead and supporting renewable energy and storage through their policies, through targets, and through practical initiatives like, for example, contracting power to provide the government buildings with renewable electricity.
One of the most interesting parts, I think, of the report is not only the amazing strides that states and territories are taking on their own despite lack of federal government action, but also what residents are doing in terms of embracing the uptake of rooftop solar. That was quite significant.
One area where Australia leads the world is in household solar. We've seen now almost one in five households putting solar on their rooftops and being rewarded with the lower electricity costs that have come from that. So that's a trend that we'll only see continue into the future. States like South Australia and Queensland have 30% of households with rooftop solar. So it's a really common sight to see, and it's only going to become more so in the future.
Especially with the introduction of battery storage as well.
Well, now more than 6,000 households in Australia have taken up battery storage, obviously wanting to protect themselves from rising electricity prices, retailers increasing charges. By having solar and that battery storage, households can really minimise those costs.
Excellent. Well, hopefully we'll continue to follow in the footsteps of California, and all the other states will continue to take the lead. What are your hopes to see for the next 12 months, the next time we do the report?
We're looking forward to seeing, in South Australia, they're planning to build the world's largest lithium ion battery, and a number of other states are also looking to build large-scale grid batteries. So it will be really interesting by the time we get to the next report to see how all of those new technologies are really operating as they're expected to.
That's the latest from the Climate Council podcast team. You can access all of the latest Climate Council reports and fact sheets at climatecouncil.org.au. You can also follow us at Climate Council on Twitter and /Climate Council on Facebook. Don't forget, the Climate Council is 100% independent and community funded. We rely entirely on donations to fund our critical research, campaigns and projects. You can donate via our website today.